Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I am happy to be here today on this lovely sunshiny day. So we're going to take your calls, second half of the show, and the call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can hit one on your keypad, and we'll take your calls. I have a fair coming up in June. It's going to be the end of June, June 28, 29, and 30. That's going to be in Springfield, Missouri, at the Relics. So it's a big, big area at the Relics Antique Place. They're going to have booths set up and everything for a big psychic fair, a big metaphysical fair. We also have the Natural Healing Arts Fair coming up August 16, 17, and 18 in Springfield, Missouri at the Shrine Mosque. I will also be there, so that's going to be really cool too. My guest today comes from Florida. She is an awesome guest. Her name is Dana Diva, and she is amazing. She's been connected with the realm of the unseen for her about her entire life, and even before her memories at 2 and 3 years old, she's had family members tell her that she had a tendency to talk to people who weren't there. She's fondly called little old lady by family and neighbors, and she would hold adult conversations. That's very cool. So Dana was like a very educated young lady as a little girl who's very wise and has wisdom, which is very cool. So she really worked on her ability to, you know, come out with her adult years. And the death of her two friends in her final days of high school led Dana to awaken her possibility of communicating with people on the other side. And when she was 21, she had remarkable intuition, a connection with the divine. And this process led her to yoga by a dear friend, and after half a yoga, she had the desire to heal others with her hands, which is very cool. So she did some massage. She learned about Swedish massage, relaxation, energy balance, and even through the schooling, she met her first Reiki master. Then a friend introduced Dana to a little chapel near her hometown in Akron, Ohio, where they were teaching mediumship. So now she's a certified medium. She's worked with healing through chakras. And she resides in Rockledge, Florida, with her husband, daughter, and her dog and cat. And she's really been working, doing Reiki master attunements and working with Reiki. She's working with activating the Merkaba light body and using it to travel interdimensionally to heal, which is very cool. And she works professionally as a medium, and she's been to several psychic fairs in Eastern Central Florida, and she holds a private angel channeling event. Now, that's got to be fun. That's just really cool. And Dana works closely with her friend and spiritual mentor, Morgana Starr, and she's very cool. Dana is the vice president of Seraphim Angels, Inc., and together Dana and Morgana are the founders of the Angels Oasis, which is really cool. So people seek Dana for many reasons, and she can provide all types of intuitive guidance. Her services are not limited. She does life guidance, spiritual journaling, energetic repatterning, mediumship sessions, guided meditation, angel channeling, past life reading, chakras, and much, much more. So Dana's got quite a cool background here. I'm very, very excited to have her on today. So, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we'll take your calls. You can check out iDiva, iDiva.com. I believe that's how you can find Dana, and if she's got any other places to find her, anything she wants to announce, she can. You can get a hold of me at 301-748-1090. call and leave a message and set up an appointment, or you can email me starwaya@hotmail.com. Okay, so the second half of the show, we're going to take your calls. You can hit one on your keypad and ask one question. We'll do one question per caller. So with that, we're going to go and bring Dana live and see how she's doing today. How are you doing, Dana?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a little while since I've had... Yeah, I can hear you great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really well. That was like probably the best intro I've ever gotten on a show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I've always enjoyed having you on just over the years. I love working with you. You're such a fun person to have on and work with and talk to, and just all the neat things that you do. And I watch a lot of your live videos that you do, and they're so inspiring with the crystals and the chakras and all the things that you do in the store and the readings. It's just cool. Everything that you do is so fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of fun here. We're always busy and booked, and people just seem to find their way to our store because we set up the energies to kind of be a beacon for anyone locally whose guests are waking up, and even people who aren't local, who are tourists and visiting us from other states, because, you know, Cocoa Beach is a big tourist area many times of the year. So we get people from all over coming to visit and check us out, and their energy just pulls them down the hallway to our store.
Awesome.
So,
well, I know if I ever visit Florida, I'm going to be coming in and meeting you for sure.
Heck yes.
You need to
make the trip because we got lots of fun things going on. So we'll have to plan it at a time where we have some events or something. And like Max the Crystal Skull will be here in September. Have you ever heard of Max?
That's fun. Yes, I have. Max has actually been around Missouri, too. Max has actually been over in Missouri and Illinois, and he's made his way to Florida, too. He's quite the traveling person, which is really cool because, you know, the people that have Max are very cool. And, you know, I think to myself, boy, if I was a crystal skull and I did that much traveling, I would have a blast just, you know, projecting all that healing and doing the work. And I would imagine the people that travel with him have such a good time. But, yeah, that's got to be a fun event at your store, especially with how the energy is. You know, the energy is just amazing in your store. I can already tell, and I'm not even there yet. I just go, wow, I can't wait to walk in there. And I know I will because I've seen myself coming in there. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So he's going to be here September 6th through the 8th. So we can put that out into the universe now. We'll manifest that you can somehow be here for this so you can tap into the energies because I think, you know, Max is amazing. You know, he's, you know, ancient and he holds a lot of Pleiadian and Syrian energies, and literally the first time I met him, he just jumped into my head and started talking to me and giving me all these downloads. And with the way we have the store gridded already with the angels and the portals here, I think his energy was even stronger too. And Joanne, bless her heart, she is so sweet. She's like the best keeper of Max, and I think she's actually looking at some point to, you know, kind of pass the reins off to somebody else who's going to travel with him and share him with the world. So, you know, who knows? Maybe he will end up with us.
That would be really cool if he ended up in Florida in your store. I mean, in your guys' store, because all the things that you do there, the angel channeling, the mediumship, the chakras, the Reiki, how you started out, you know, knowing that you could do things with your hands and you could tap into the other side, all that stuff that you do and even the messages that you bring through, it's just so healing and so amazing, all the different things that you do.
Yes, with myself and Morgana, and now we have other readers too that we're training up to do the same things that we do. We do a lot of, you know, paranormal investigations and clearings on people's homes and businesses. So we're keeping ourselves really busy.
You do a lot there with the life guidance, which helps people, and then the spiritual journaling, I think, is very important, and then the energetic repatterning. I could see that it just all goes together, guided meditation, angels, mediumship, past life reading, chakras. You know, it's something that, you know, everybody needs a little bit of a variety of. So I got excited when I saw that you did all of these different things, including working with crystals, talking to the other side, talking to your angels and guides, helping people, you know, regenerate their energy and move through their experiences and stuff that they do. I mean, it just must be exciting getting up every day, going into the shop, and then having time with your, you know, family at home too, and having all the exciting moments in your life. It must be just beautiful.
It is. It's very exciting. Morgana and I, we both love what we do here. And the tricky part is balancing all of the business stuff that we have to do, and the marketing and advertising, and our online school that we have launched this year.
That's awesome.
Which is through Awaken Institute. So, yeah, I have a lot of stuff to update you on, because when you read my bio, I'm like, oh, dear, I'm not married anymore. That website isn't mine anymore. So I'll have to send you
okay.
an updated
bio. I brought up an old profile of yours with a, yeah. Sorry about that. I didn't,
yes.
You know, it's kind of.
Oh, that's not your
I was trying to find a bio here with your stuff on it. I was particularly excited about your stuff, but I know you have a lot of other stuff that you do too. But, you know, I knew a while back something had happened there, but, you know, what happens with that is our energy grows, and sometimes we just outgrow where we're at. And so I look at it as a positive that sometimes things just happen and we move forward and we grow, and so much comes out of it at times. You know, it's not like it's always it can be sad, but, you know, sometimes our souls just grow in a different direction.
Absolutely. Well, and now it's like, you know, going through divorce and all that fun stuff is very hellacious, but getting through it and finding my own energy and getting my energy back, it has been a very healing process, and we're actually great friends now, and, you know, sharing custody of our daughter and working really well together, which wasn't happening when we were married.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's happening, which is good. So we're actually able to be both better for our daughter, which is super important.
See, that's always
sometimes
good.
We have to let go. Yeah, sometimes we have to let go of what we think relationships are supposed to be in order to make way for a new way of being and interacting that's healthier and more beneficial for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, next time I have you on, I'll pull up a better bio, or maybe you have a different bio.
Yeah.
I just found
that
bio here.
Where did you get that bio from?
It was right on iDiva. It was the one
okay.
You just put in your name, Dana Diva. And it's good. So I need to get a newer bio for you, and that's
okay.
Okay.
So what
that
I'll
just
do
means
is,
I have.
I'll take.
I have an older one.
Yeah, I'll take that bio and I'll just update it and send it back to you, so you have that for your file.
Yeah, please do. Please do, because I wouldn't want to, you know, have. I have had this on file for a little while, I think, with that place, and, you know, we need to update that with all the cool stuff that you're doing now, because we grow and we, you know, do lots of classes and we learn lots of things. So, you know, things change and they update, and you have a lot of new stuff that you're doing, like an online class and, you know, the Angels Oasis, which is really cool, and all the fun things in your shop you're doing and the activities with Morgana and stuff that, you know, I know you do readings in the shop and you show a lot of stuff. Facebook Live, you do an excellent job. You've got so much to offer, you know, that people in the Florida area should definitely check you out.
Absolutely, yeah. And if they want to go online and find the most updated information is on angels-oasis.com. So
awesome.
they can read about me, they can read about Morgana, they can see some of our videos and our blogs, and they can also check out our other readers because, you know, Morgana and I have been doing this for a while. Morgana's $250 an hour now, and my prices are $175, but we have some other readers in the store who are actually all really good, and they're worth that much, but we're starting them off at lower prices so that people can try them out and read, you know, get a reading from some of our angel-approved students that are working with us. So, and we do lots of phone, Skype readings, you know, clearings, healings, even over the phone. So we're getting lots of people, not just from the local area, but from all over for that.
Awesome. Yeah, so go to angels-oasis.com. That's a really good website, and there's a wonderful picture of you up here with Morgana, and it's just an awesome website to check out. The store is really cool. So you guys make sure to check it out if you're in the Florida area for sure.
Absolutely. Or, you know, if you just want a phone session or a face-to-face guest session over Skype or something, we can definitely set that up.
Now, see, that's fun, too, having all the different ways and varieties of getting a hold of someone. That's perfect. How fun.
Yes, it is fun. I'd say probably 50% of our readings are, you know, virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, there's nothing wrong with that because, I mean, some people are all the way across in another in a different country or five or six states away, so it makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, people are like, well, how can you tap into my energy from wherever you are? And so the best way we explain that is, you know, we work with the angels, and the angels are interdimensional beings. You know, time and space does not really apply to them. So they can come to you and tap into your energies and give me as the medium the information that's needed for you from the higher realms or, you know, whatever is needed, whether it's, you know, problems with relationships or wanting guidance on career or anything like that. You know, we can tap into anything for someone, even virtually, which is nice.
That's very nice. And, you know, it's like I tell people, you know, you don't have to be right there in front of them. They think that you do, but you can be effective. And if you feel the pull to be in front of somebody, which some people do, they obviously just want to be in front of you and it's a have-to thing. That's okay, but it kind of works in the same way, whether it's by phone or by Skype or by Zoom or by, you know, whichever thing you use, you can still tap into that energy and be very effective.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I've even done Reiki attunements over the phone.
Yes, I have too. People will question. They'll say, how can you do an attunement, or how can you do a healing session or a Reiki session? I've worked with people to, you know, lift the energy in their houses by phone or by Skype or whatever, and same with healing attunements. It just happens. I tell them energy is energy. You know, it's the same way with a reading. You can tap into the person, whether you're there in person or far away or, you know, states away or continents away. It's pretty cool.
It is super cool. I was a little skeptical when I first started doing, you know, like Reiki attunements and energy work over the phone, but it actually turned out to, you know, the people would share their feedback and they're like, oh my gosh, I felt the heat, I felt the energy flooding in, I felt blocked energy moving through my body and releasing. And you know, it's really cool to get the feedback from someone, you know, to make sure that it's, the energy is doing what it's supposed to be doing. So it's pretty cool to hear that from clients.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
so,
you can be skeptical of it, but what's cool is you get feedback and validation from another person, and then you have your proof, and so it becomes like, oh, you can really do that. Cool. Like you didn't know it before, but, you know, when you're working with it and you learn and then you start doing it, you think, this is amazing. I can do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's another thing too. Morgana and I was just sharing about this on our live video today. You know, she did a Reiki attunement for one of our regular clients, and she was channeling this goddess energy to really help get the Reiki into her chakras. And it turned out that she had her three lower chakras removed and replaced during the attunement. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, Morgana didn't even realize at the time what was going on. She's just channeling the energy like she always does. And then the client, you know, kind of had a big release and, you know, had this big shift in energy and change. And from there, we realized, oh, my God, we just replaced our chakras and didn't even know it. So so the angels and the entities that are working with us are always giving us new skills and abilities if we allow ourselves to be open to them. And don't mm-hmm. get locked into old energy patterns. It's like, if we're still doing things the way that, as light workers especially, if we're still doing things the way that we were doing them 5 years ago, everything's shifted since then. So we have to continuously
yeah.
be open for new downloads, new information, new energy, and always be upgrading and changing, which is a big part of why we continue to teach ongoing psychic development classes. That's why we have our online school, because there's so much that's always coming in. We have to keep people with the updated and new information. Like, most people don't know, the chakra colors have completely shifted.
Yeah,
so,
everything is shifting constantly.
Yeah, they're not the old chakra colors. Like, you know, you had the emerald green and the heart area. That
mm-hmm.
has been completely changed, and you had the red in the root chakra. Well, the reason, from what we understand, with the red in the root, red is power. And so we were given that power in the root chakra to procreate and, you know, populate the planet. Well, I'd say 7 billion plus people later, we've done a darn good job at that. So the red has now been moved up to the heart, because the heart is now supposed to be procreating love. So
that's
we have
beautiful.
Completely new,
yeah,
we have completely new chakra colors, and we help people attune to that. Actually, our next online class that's getting ready to be available on Awaken Institute is all about chakras and auras and going through all the new chakra colors and then doing meditations to help people attune to those new energies.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that cool?
That's going to be so much fun for people to learn about their auras, to learn about their chakras, to shift. I mean, I'm always learning something new every day, and you don't stop learning. That's why it's important to, you know, take the classes, even if you're, you know, still doing the work. It's important just to get those classes, get up to date on information, and learn everything that you can.
Absolutely. And, you know, we teach people, too, you got to tap into your intuitive gifts, because just because it's a hot new thing that everybody's into doesn't mean the spiritual information is pertinent to the time frame that we're in right now. So there's still a lot of kind of spiritual teachers that are teaching old modalities that aren't able to keep up with the energies now. So we teach people how to use discernment in what they're being drawn to learn as far as spiritual knowledge goes, because there's still a lot of old stuff out there and a lot of old gunk, which, you know, we're not down talking anybody or anything like that, because they're just teaching what they know. But, you know, people have to really use their intuition before they decide to go to a Reiki practitioner, a Reiki teacher, or a new spiritual development class. You know, they need to tap in and make sure that feels good for their energy.
Exactly. And you'll know by tapping in and listening to your energy, you know, where to, listening to the energies, you know, does this feel good? Does this not feel good? You know, listening to that intuition is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's number one. We even teach our students. It's like, okay, don't even believe what we say. Go out and test it and figure out what works for you, because everybody's different. We're all, you know, unique energy patterns that something that works for me may not work for everybody else. So take everything you hear, even from the people that you trust, with a grain of salt. And
absolutely.
So that's one of the one things that we keep our students focused on. And I think they respect you more, because I think there's a lot of ego too in the spiritual community, which I'm sure you've seen. And you know, these people think, oh, well, I know all, and everything that I say goes, and this is how it's going to be, and this is how it's going to be for you. And, you know, I don't claim to know everything for everybody. I just channel their angels and let their angels tell them what. Like, me as a person, Dana, I really don't know that much. But when I'm tapped into the higher realms, I allow them to guide me so I can give that person what they need.
Exactly. And, you know, the same goes for, you know, like, what I do too. I'll tell people, well, you don't have to listen to me. Just go out and try it yourself and see, you know, what happens with you, or tune into you and see if that resonates with you. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, you know, put it aside or write it down. And if you find it later, great. And if you don't, you know, at least it was there in case, you know, something comes up and you go, yeah, that's where that goes. You know, it's working with yourself, because people are definitely different in how they, you know, pick up on their, you know, gift, or, you know, their intuitions or what have you. Everybody operates differently.
Yes, absolutely. That is the truth. That is the truth. So, you know, if you've got a spiritual mentor or advisor in your world that, you know, gives you some guidance, you know, always kind of check that back in with yourself too, because I find, you know, people will just jump so quick to do what somebody else tells them to do, but they ignore what they're being guided to do.
I tell people, listen to what they're being guided to do. You know, I think it's important that we listen to ourselves. I mean, the advice is wonderful and it does help, and that's what readings are for, is advice. But I also, you know, encourage people, if you feel something in your gut, or you just feel, or you're led to, or guided, listen to it.
Absolutely. I agree 1,000%.
Me too. So, go ahead.
One thing that's going on right now, I just wanted to kind of shift the topic a little bit, is the mass coronal ejections coming off of the sun. Have you looked into that at all?
Yes. I have been seeing that. Yeah, I was just going there. You read my mind. It was funny. I was just going to ask you about that, because you had mentioned that. And I thought, yeah, I know you want to talk about that. So I did see that.
Yeah. Well, and Kalina, she's kind of our crystal guru, and she has an app that actually updates her when there's, you know, kind of massive solar activity going on. And so there was a big one that just happened yesterday. And it's facing directly towards the planet. So it depends where on the sun these big ejections happen. But this one was facing right at Earth. So we're going to be getting hit with it probably starting on like late Tuesday, early Wednesday. And when these solar storms hit, obviously it can disrupt technology. But even more importantly, it disrupts the energy on the planet. So everybody's in for another big shift. And it's been scientifically proven that it's not just Earth that's rising in temperature. It's our entire solar system because of these big ejections.
I was
going to
say, it's not just us, it's everybody. Yes, I was thinking that as well.
Yeah, so everybody's blaming, you know, global warming for the reason why it's getting hotter. It's like, nope, everybody, all the planets in the solar system are getting hotter right now. And not saying that we shouldn't take care of the planet, or, you know, we should, you know, cut emissions and things like that. We should still focus on that. But we're actually getting hotter naturally, and it's a part of a 25,000-year cycle is what I was told. And so it leaves a big opening for a shift in our DNA and our entire genetic structure. But as we go through these shifts, and if people aren't aware what's going on, it can make them feel crazy, out of balance, ungrounded, anxious, mentally scattered or fragmented. So people are having a real tough time with adjusting to these blasts that we're getting hit with from the sun.
So that's where all that's coming from, because I've been noticing shifts, and I did read that, and I thought, so it's coming from that, and that's why everybody's feeling the shifts, and some people might feel like they're crazy or what's going on. That's exactly why.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a big time to be on the planet right now. That's why we're so populated, because there's a lot of souls coming in, trying to experience the massive amounts of growth that we can experience in our human lives that is going on right now. And a lot of it has to do with the sun and the placement of our solar system, and not just our solar system, but our placement in the galaxy. You know, we're moving through some very interesting cosmic energies as well. So It's a lot to keep up with. People are like, oh my gosh, when are things going to calm down? It's like, probably not in this lifetime, so you might as well just get used to the continuous change and the shift happening, because I don't know that it's really going to calm down. But we can learn how to integrate the energies and learn how to upgrade ourselves so that we can feel stronger and more empowered.
Well, you know, and that's where energy is always changing and always shifting. I do believe that, and people wonder, is there a calm or a, you know, or a breath of fresh air? And, you know, it's just, it's almost like aligning with it or going at that pace. It's like what you said, you know, it's like learning about, you know, the upgrades in the chakras, learning about everything and anything new. You just kind of shift and go with it and work with yourself.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and get the help when you need it. Align with people who are on the same, you know, frequency of you. You know, definitely, I mean, we do a lot of groups here at the store that meet regularly. Like, we have a women's circle that meets twice a month, a Reiki circle that meets once a month, and then a meditation class. So those are like our continuous classes. Plus then we have a lot of, you know, special events, but those continuous classes give people a place to come and check in with each other, you know, tap into the energies, do some different meditations and activations, and stay strong. So
that's important.
It's important to have a community of people that you can check in with, so you know that you're not the only crazy one.
Exactly, and you're not so crazy after all. I tell people, you think you're crazy, but you're really not crazy after all. You know, when you really look at it, there's a lot of people that are aware of this stuff, and, you know, they make themselves aware of it, and that's important.
Right. Yeah, it is. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody came into the store, I was like, you're going to think this is crazy. I'm like, oh, please, try me.
And people tell me that a lot, too. I hear that. You know, I'm thinking, no, I think I've heard pretty much about everything. So you tell me it's probably not that crazy. But they think it is, because I guess where they come from or the people that they're around. So I think it's wonderful to have something like the store where people like that who are experiencing these things, and they're freaking out. I mean, you know, there's shows, there's radio shows, there's a show that you and Morgana have done. I've seen some of those. Those are very good. And, you know, your live Facebooks too. See, those things are very important so that people know that they're not alone and that they're not going crazy. So I think even with you having the store there so people can come in and they say, oh, you think I'm crazy when I tell you this. No, I think it's a great place for them to, you know, experience that, know that it's safe and okay, and they're in a safe place to tell you guys things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. It's so true, yeah, because, you know, it's like they're not blasting this stuff on the news, you know. They're not updating people on the things they should be updating them on. They're
I agree.
Talking about politics and keeping people divided and angry and hateful towards each other. So, you know, it's just one of those things that as the spiritual community grows, you know, we have to focus on updating each other and keeping each other in the loop, because you don't find this kind of stuff on mainstream media.
No, you sure don't. A lot of times I don't even turn on mainstream media unless I'm led to, you know. I really don't listen to media. And sometimes, you know, I'm even working with the weather here. We had a massive tornado back in December, and I was, kind of working with visualization. The weather has been kind of wacky. And again, you know, I hear all the time, everything is shifting and changing. We're constantly shifting and changing. So sure, the weather's going to be wacky. There might be a tornado or an earthquake or whatever somewhere in its movement. It's the same thing when they say everything is energy. Energy is moving with the planets, you know, and things heating up, like you said, and the solar system. So it all makes sense. Usually what I try to do is go in every night and do a massive visualization of, you know, peace and light around everything, you know, the world. That I think that's important too. But we just have to constantly know and remember that as we're shifting, don't think you're crazy. Everything is shifting and changing. It just happens.
That's so true. So true, yeah. So hopefully we're creating and building a planet that, you know, will eventually be more conscious. And, you know, our news outlets will relay actually useful information rather than, you know, fear-mongering and making mm-hmm. people worried about everything, you know. It's I think it's going to shift. It's just going to take us humans a little bit of time to change these energy patterns that have been in place for, unfortunately, way too long.
Exactly. I totally agree. Well, do you want to take a really quick break and then take some callers?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. You can get some water and get ready. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Dana Diva. You can check out angels-oasis.com, OASIS. That's how you can find Dana and all her lovely stuff that she does. And we will be right back after this commercial break. Our calling number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. We'll take your questions. Second half of the show, one question per caller. And if you want to text in the chat room or text the question, you're welcome to as well. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Back to the years that go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags from home gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have the coat, and it was wet down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed me with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be.
good gracious, great balls of fire. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. My guest is Dana Diva. You can check out her at angels-oasis.com. You can email me at starstarwaya@hotmail.com or call in and make an appointment at 301-748-1090. I'm going to bring our guest back. Our call-in number is area code 347-237-5339. To call in and ask a question, you hit 1 on your keypad. We'll take your calls. Or you can text a question. I'm going to bring Dana back in here, and we're going to get started. Welcome back, Dana.
Oh, sorry. I had
Are you?
Thank you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I do the same thing all the time. I mute just to make sure I'm muted.
Yeah, that's important.
Are you ready to get started?
Heck yes.
All right. We're going to go to our first caller here, which is area code 415-678. You're on the line with Amanda. And Dana, how are you?
I'm great, Amanda. This is Annetta. Hi, Dana. I'm trying to get...
Hi, Annetta.
I'm trying to get less echoey. I'm in a hotel about to make a flight, so I'm trying to find a quiet spare that might be better. anyway, hi. I have a question about a person with a potential. Well, I have a relationship. I just don't know what kind of relationship it is. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. And his name is Colin. And that's kind of my question.
Okay.
Are you still with us, Annetta?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So you're wanting to know about a relationship with Colin.
With Colin. Yes.
Yes. That project is definitely bringing him some stress and like some fragmentation, and his energies are all funky. So I feel that he's not giving you his full time and attention yet, but I do feel that he's worthy of it. Like, he wants it. He's just waiting for his life to kind of chill out a little bit and get to know you. And I think he's also a little untrusting from some past relationships. So he wants to make sure you're going to stick around and not bail on him, because I feel he's got some abandonment issues.
Wow, that just, every single thing you said, as far as I understand it, is so accurate. It's just dead on. I just want you to know that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I can feel his heart, and his heart is good and strong, and he wants to love. He's a little hesitant, and he just wants to take things slow with you and make sure he's in a good place so that he doesn't ruin or mess up anything with you.
Yeah, he's not in a good place right now for it. It's a problem. And I don't know if he wants to, you know, if he wanted to go to change any of that in order to do this. Like, that's, you know, so that's what the question was really. It's like, is there potential, and is he willing to do what it takes to get there? So,
I think he does, and I think he will. He's just got to get through this, like, really busy time with this project that he's working on, and then he'll start putting in some effort and showing you that that he wants you and wants to build on this with you.
Okay. Yeah, because he is working on projects with me. That's how this whole started, this whole thing. We are working on projects together. And
so you're working together.
Yeah.
Okay, so that can make it a little tricky.
Yeah, well, it's not a job. It's a friendship where we're working, we're helping each other, supporting each other through a project that we're working on, but it's not like it's a job. I mean, it's not like,
right,
we'll work, yeah. And then, you know, the other part of that is the project that it's called the Catalyst Trust, and is that working with us, because that's what we're working on together.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Did you get anything, Amanda?
I did. I feel like the projects are very important that you guys are doing together, and I do feel like that'll bring you closer. I do feel like he gets really focused on many projects that he's doing and a little bit distracted, and he's trying to work on himself, but he has every intention of, you know, building on this and building himself and working on building a good relationship with you, like Dana was saying. I do pick up the genuine heart. I do pick up the motivation to work on himself, and I do feel like he's going to move forward and do a great job.
Oh, great. Well, that's fabulous. Thank you for both of you for that. That really makes my day.
Oh, good. We're good. We're happy. You're happy.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you so much, both of you. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Blessing. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, which is 314-706. You're on the line with Amanda and Dana. How are you? Hello, 314-706.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
We'll move on.
They must have tuned out.
That's all right. We will go to our next person, which is going to be area code 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Dana. How are you?
Hello, Amanda. Hello, Dana. Welcome to the show, Dana. Fantastic job with the last caller there. So excited for
Great.
Her.
Great.
Thank you.
Didn't know if there were any messages coming through today from you. Had a dear friend of mine, Michael Search, who passed away the 19th, I think it was, at 5:39.
Okay, and that was just this month.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm William, I'm sorry.
William. Hi, William. Yeah,
hello.
It's, whoa, it was very sudden.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm getting like a pain in the chest, and it happened, yeah, it was really fast, and I feel he's like, I had no idea what even happened. I was there and then I wasn't, and
exactly.
You know, I feel he just kind of stood there in shock outside of his body, like looking at the situation. He was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm dead. And he crossed right over. He went right over to the other side. The portal opened for him, and I feel there was lots of, oh my God, he had so much family on the other side. They were all excited and happy to see him, and he was just like, okay, I'll come back and do it again. Like, so I feel he does plan on, you know, reincarnating. And he says, thank you. Thank you for being a dear friend and never judging me. He says, that's the thing that you don't realize about yourself, is that you have so much love and acceptance within you, and you share it freely and openly.
Yeah.
But he says your downfall is that, you know, you share it sometimes with the wrong people.
Yeah.
And they drain your energy, and
so
they pull you away from your real life's purpose. So he says, don't worry, buddy, I'm going to get you back on track, and I'm going to get you to accomplish all the things that you've set out to do in this life, which I feel some of which you're aware of. You're aware of those plans, and some of which are going to completely change. So whatever you think it is that you're going to be doing is going to not be what you're doing.
No, I believe that too. I know 2020 is going to be a whole new experience.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to get less out of all of your cerebral activity of your overthinking and trying to logically understand things and get more into your energy and what you provide through that. And that is going to lead you to your next steps.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, my aura usually is a real pretty purple with a little bit of hot pink mixed in there as well. And
massive healer. You're a massive healer. That's just the word coming through.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, my dear. I appreciate your
That's
time.
Very
Absolutely.
Cool because I saw William as a healer too. I've seen that, you know, before when he's called, and I do feel like it's using more of your intuition and your artsy side and all of that to, you know, bring through your gifts. So you're doing a great job.
You're working on some pride paintings at the moment for a future art show.
Ooh.
So I'm excited about that.
That'd be great.
That is fun.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, ladies. Have a blessed day. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Yes, you too.
Blessings. Our next caller is area code 406. You're on the line with Amanda and Dana. How are you?
Hi, it's Dulcie. I'm great.
Hi.
I'm great. I just heard you both talk to two of my good friends, and now I'm sitting in my good friend's Jackie's kitchen in Montana, so I am eminently blessed.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's beautiful.
My name is Dulcie, and I usually live on Kauai, but my heart lives in Montana, and I'm just reconnecting with friends and teachers, and I'm very grateful for that. And my children.
That's awesome. And Do you have any questions for us today? Oh, good.
The direction of my my work. Where is the? How do I put it out there? What's the Facebook, internet? I've usually had a job in addition to my energy practice. And I don't want to have a job anymore.
No, and you don't need one. Not for much longer anyway. So I see crystals. Oh, my God. Crystals everywhere surrounding you. If you don't work with them as intensely as I see in this vision, that is kind of your next step is what they're saying is you have to have a different way of packaging what you do. And crystals are just going to flood into your world and into your work. And people are going to be drawn to the energy. So you're not just, you know, clearing people's chakras or doing healing with crystals, but I literally see you activating these crystals, and the crystals are their own healers and magicians. And I see you selling these crystals that you've charged and energized and, oh, my God, I just can't get over all the crystals I see around you. So you are a crystal.
They're everywhere.
I feel.
I love them. I just didn't see that they were going to be part of my livelihood.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm getting goosebumps from head to toe with the crystals and you and your energy and how uniquely tuned in you are to that field and to that realm. And I do sense this is coming from other lifetimes, too. I see you as like a inner earth being somewhere in these deep crystal caves that aren't even accessible to people on the surface. And so you have had parts of your soul in those places. And everything's going to transform. And you know what they're saying? You're asking about marketing and Facebook and all that fun stuff. They're saying that's not your field. That's not what you do. So you have to align yourself with somebody that's going to come in and help you with all of that. Because if you look at it now yourself, you're just going to get all clustered in your mind and confused and not know the right way to do it. So you have to allow and manifest this right person into your world. that's going to take over that side of it for you.
Oh, good, because I really don't. I have fun on Facebook, but I'm not so interested in those nuts and bolts. And that's not you. Yeah, I like supporting other people and making recommendations for people on Facebook and sending people to the people that will support them and serve them. But I'm not interested in doing things that aren't fun.
Yeah, that's understandable. We're all in the metaphysical world. I think most of us are like that. It's like, okay, somebody else, you guys handle all the tasks and things that, you know, aren't a part of the energy work.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
You like the fun part. You don't like the other part, but I see the crystals like they're happy and they're singing and they're almost bouncing into your life. I mean, it's literally like they're just having fun. You can see them singing and just, you know, they're alive and you just bring them alive. It's great.
Well, yeah, I do. That does happen around me. I do activate the rock kingdom. Well, thank you for that.
Yay. Yes, it's our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Blessing.
You're welcome. Blessing.
Our next caller is 111. Looks like a Skype caller. You're on the line with Amanda and Dana. How are you?
Oh, hi, ladies. Nice introduction of your show. That's wonderful news.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, okay. So
how can we help you?
Question. Yes, thank you very much for asking. One question is, I have and I feel a little bit bad. So this male friend for so many years, the way for me to communicate, he had to do what he did because I would not talk to him. Now that I'm kind of not near that part right now, do you see in the nearby future communicating in a nice, peaceful way? I'm not sure.
Oh, you're so sweet. What is your name?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're so sweet and you have such a good heart, and I feel that this person isn't on your wavelength. And you know, I feel that you have this desire and this wanting, but I don't feel that it's going to come from him. It's going to come from somebody else. So what they're saying is, you know, don't completely close the door on him, because I do feel there will still be some more interaction, but I don't see it being what you want. So just leave yourself open for other opportunities and other things to come into your world. And you have a big angel with you from the Elohim, one of the higher angel realms, that's saying, and get out of the house more. That's what they want you to do. They want you out of the house, and they want you interacting with some new people, and that will completely shift your world.
I see you need to go out into nature, like near trees, near water. They're talking about outside, not just around people, but around scenery too. That's very important for you to, you know, put your feet in the earth and breathe, I feel, is very important. So you need to get out more and breathe.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good.
That sounds really beautiful.
Yeah.
I have a unsettled business with him, and that's why I'm trying to see if you see that happening, is it in a good way or in a bad way? Because I didn't know him, but feel kind of bad. I just want to have a closure on something that has something that to me. Just want to know. So, like, do you see any time in months to claim to calm down, or my communication? What is my form of communication? Because
you know, it seems like to me it's going to be just a friendship and an understanding on a level of friendship, because your heart with love is with someone else. So this is just going to be, like Dana said, a deep friendship and not really, you know, anything with romance or love, because there's someone else that's going to come in and fulfill that in a different way. So, you know, that's what I'm picking up as well, is it's just going to be a friendship and, you know, nothing more than that. So you'll have a different person for the romance end. And, you know, just get out a little bit and breathe and enjoy the sunshine and, you know, put your feet in the earth and grounding. That's what I'm really picking up for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
Okay. Well,
okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings. Our next caller is area code 856. You're on the line with Amanda and Dana. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Fine.
Hi.
Good. What can I help you with?
Whatever you can pick up. Trying to look for a long-term relationship. Whatever you can pick up that's coming in, or a message for it from the other side.
What's your name?
Whatever's easiest. Sure, it's Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Rose Maria, what kind of pain
what a pretty
are you
name.
Right now?
Thanks.
Are you in pain?
No.
Okay, because I'm feeling some pain in your body, and if it's not physical, it's probably emotional. So what I'm sensing is for you to really get some healing work done on yourself, whether, you know, it's going to a Reiki master that can do some Reiki for you, or doing some healing work, because there's some stuck energy, and it's right in your heart chakra. And
That was just what I was going to say, Dana. She's not really admitting to the pain in her heart. It's not really a physical pain. It's the emotional pain, because I went right there when you were saying, are you in pain? I'm going, yeah, it's in the heart chakra, and she needs some, you know, energy work and some aura work done. I was picking that up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you need to do some really powerful healing for yourself, and I'm hearing you need to give that about a two-month commitment. Give yourself 2 months to really work on your own healing and allow that healer in, because you've got some walls up, and the walls are there to protect you from aggravating the wound. And as you release some of those, the heart will be more open, and then the right person is just going to step right in. And I heard September timeframe for that.
Yeah, I don't have
But you have a little more work to do, my love.
Yeah, I have enough of that and healing and all that. It's just, my clock is ticking. If that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it is, but I'm hearing that it's not going to be too late. So put in a little more effort on your healing and seek someone or something new to help facilitate that for you. And you're going to know the person, and I'm hearing they're going to come to you within the next week or so, whether you come across them on Facebook or you see a sign as you're driving by or a friend refers you to them. Something pretty powerful is going to come up to draw you to the right person.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Blessings. Okay. Our next caller is area code 630. You're on the line with Amanda and Dana. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, I want to know what my friend Mas thinks about me. I just sent him a Instagram message, you know, and I know he got it, but I didn't hear anything back. So.
And his name is, what's his name?
His name is Massimo, but he goes by Mas.
Okay, and what's your name, honey?
My name is Dion.
Dion, okay. I do, for, you know, men sometimes, they're just not always in the vibration that we want them to be. And so I feel like he comes around like when it's convenient for him. And then when it's not, he's focused on other things and other people. So my sense is don't put too much energy into him because he's distracted right now.
I see he's very scattered. He's all over the place. So, yeah, he's just not really together. He's not really focused on much of anything. He's focused on about 20 things at once. So he's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. So I do think he likes you. He likes you. You give him like a level of love and acceptance that he doesn't really get from most people in his life. But, you know, some people that aren't used to receiving that, it can make them uncomfortable. It's like, you know, misery loves company kind of energy. He's kind of used to having different interactions with people. He doesn't really fully understand you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hang in there and just, you know, keep sending light out there because he's just a little scattered, but he does like you. It's just he's kind of scattered right now.
Okay. Hopefully I can just, you know, just send like healing and clearing vibrations his way now that you told me that, and maybe it'll open up the lines of communication some. I just want to spread some love, that's all. I can do that without actually contacting him though. So thank you for
absolutely.
Thank you for the reading. I appreciate it, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Blessings.
You too.
Okay, our next caller is 702 area code. You're on the line with Amanda and Dana. How are you?
Hi, my name is Craig, and I just want to, did you get messages from deceased loved ones?
Hi, Craig.
Hi.
I got immediately a feminine energy, very mothering towards you. I do feel that she crossed over before you were an adult. So this is probably a grandmother, and I'm being drawn to mom's side.
Yes.
And she has a lot of love still for you. She says, it's almost like she's saying, I never told him this, but he was my favorite.
Oh,
and
wow.
I feel, she wants for you, she wants for you love. And she wants for you to be happy and strong. And a partner that is going to gift you what you truly deserve. So I feel she's trying to help you with that and give you that healing and that clearing that you need within a relationship.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, so that's who I'm getting. What are you picking up on, Amanda?
That, I'm seeing a very strong pink light around you as well. So she's sending love. And I also see a gentleman around you, too. He seems to be fairly young. He comes to me almost like he might be in his 30s. It seems like he's a guide. He's been around you for a while, and he's just helping you through a lot of healing. He's just helping you work through a lot of stuff, and he's helping you to create abundance. So you have a very powerful guide with you, too.
Oh, wow. I know what you're talking about.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your messages. Appreciate it.
Blessings.
Yeah. Amanda, Morgana just came in.
Do you need to stop?
Well, she just left me a note that we have somebody waiting for a reading, and Morgana has a reading. So she needs
awesome.
Somebody
to. Awesome. So you should probably... You should probably go, and we can go ahead and end the show. It's close to time anyway.
Okay.
I want to thank you for being on. I was just going to ask you if you needed to go because it's time to end it.
So thank you so much for staying just a little bit over and taking a few more, and we will do it again soon.
Sure. Yes, we will, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to us, and hopefully we'll get to hear from some people. So thank you so much, Amanda. You're a fabulous host.
Thank you, Dana, and thanks for, you know, staying over just a little bit. I was just going to ask you if you wanted to take any more or end. You read my mind, so we're doing real good. You have a great rest of your day, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Dana.
Take care. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. You can find Dana Diva at angels-oasis.com. You can find me on the phone. You can call 301-748-1090 and set up a reading or healing. You can also email me at starwaya@hotmail.com, starwaya@hotmail.com. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks for calling and listening.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. Oh, you can do anything to stay off my blue-gray shoes. You can knock me down, step on my face, talk to my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, honey, lay off of those shoes, now don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. Well, you can do anything to stay off my face. Let's go, cat. I'll walk the dog. You can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off the shoes, now don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. You can do anything to lay off my blue-gray shoes. I rock it. Woo, yeah. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now.